Ricky Houghton has been very active helping to house people in Kaitaia, and the trust that he's overseen for many years now have so far built 27 houses on the first five of 50 acres that he has been able to utilise. This has helped a lot of whānau up in the north who otherwise would be living in cow sheds or in cramped accommodation. And they're stadies, of course, and he's been able to move them from afar and get them in. A lot of the tenants then work on them, get them secure, tight, insulated. But the good news is that there are another couple of dozen of them heading to Hekolawai Trust's site up in Kaitaia, and Ricky Houghton is the gaffer there for the trust, if I can use that term. Ricky, te lakwe.
Te lakwe.
Good to catch up with you again, mate. So another 24 houses heading north. What stage are we at with that kaupapa, Ricky?
Sure. Well, last year during lockdown, we applied under the COVID recovery response program there for resource consent. The application is sitting down in the environmental court and being dealt with right now. We also applied for an infrastructure grant of $1.8 million to the PGF fund, and that was granted. And we've got 10 of the 24 houses up on site as we speak that are fully refurbished and ready to go on site once the earthworks are completed in February. But I think there's a couple of exciting things. The first thing is that we're going to do a trial for tamariki that are in care. And what we're going to do is instead of putting the houses in the names of the parents, we're going to put them in the names of the children until they become of age. So we're going to hold them in trust. And what it simply means, Dale, is that the children will never, ever be placed into care because mum and dad have been trying to sort out their behaviour issues, you know? And it will be able to kickstart next generation home ownership in a way that isn't possible right now, and we're really excited about that.
It's a very innovative way to approach this. Can you flesh that out a little bit more so we can understand the thinking here?
So what we have is we have a lot of children who are either.
Just shake your phone for a minute, please, Ricky. That went a bit muffled, but it's such a neat.
Okay, how's that?
That's great.
We have a lot of children in the north that are living outside the region because there's no specialist housing for them, or they're living in foster care. So it's a way to bring back the Matua Whangai concept, but instead of the kids living with whānau, they will actually live with their parents for as long as they can. But if mum and dad are a little bit naughty, the kids are always the innocent victims of mum and dad's behaviour. So what it will mean is that the kids will actually be able to stay in the house. They won't have to move. They can wake up in their own beds. They can continue to go to their own schools, and they can bring an auntie or an uncle in to look after them while mum and dad are getting themselves sorted out. As when the youngest child is 18, what will happen is the house will be transferred over into their name, and they can get on with their lives, you know. The houses will be plug and play. So what that simply means is that the families come in from the footpath or their sort of substandard living conditions. The houses are plugged into our infrastructure on the land, and we try and get them back onto their ancestral land. We work with the family and help them get their social needs all sorted out. And then we unplug the house and we take the family home and put them back on their whenua. That's what we're going to do.
Sounds pretty exciting, Ricky. This idea of eventually being able to move back to the ancestral kāinga is really interesting. The logistics, I mean, everyone has to pay a mortgage if you're buying a house. And obviously the kids aren't in a position to do that. How would that work?
Yeah, well, the house is a no deposit. There's three, the current homes that we have right now with families. We're moving another five families into their homes. I think it's this weekend or next weekend. But how it works is it's an 18-year program. For the first three years, they're no deposit. They move in there and they pay $330 a week rent. Of that $330, $20 goes away to KiwiSaver for the first 3 years of the trial. Then at the end of the trial, if they change their mind and they drive away with the KiwiSave that we've banked for them, if they choose to go into phase two, then that is used against the house. They continue to pay $330 for the next 15 years, and then that's the 18 years, and then they own the house, and that's that.
Pretty simple formula you've come up with here as well. Congratulations. It sounds exciting and perhaps a model that others will utilise as well. Look, the proof is in the pudding always, though, Ricky Houghton. So you wander the streets, you talk with the tenants, or, you know, I guess they become a bit more like whānau in this particular situation. What's been the reaction to those who didn't have a house, now do, living in a proud Māori community? And I'm hoping that they're looking after their whānau and not trashing them, as you find in some rental acom in the Big Smoke. So what would you say of the change in attitude, demeanour of those who are participating in this kaupapa that you've advanced up in Kaitaia?
I think you need to talk to them themselves there. But, you know, it's not only the parents, it's the kids there. You know, they say to me, they say, "Papa, is that my own room, eh?" You know, they, you know, and you hear them and you hear it's really great to sit there on the proper crying and listen to all the kids laughing and playing and enjoying themselves and seeing mum and dad sorting themselves out in a very supported way. It must be hard for a lot of our families that are living in the motels there. We also the trustees also approved six Kaumātua homes. We've got some Kaumātua living with us, and they're Kaumātua. They don't want to go back into their onto the land, back into their region, because they want to be close to the hospital, and they're just a little bit scared. So trustees made a decision last night to at our meeting to have another six Kaumātua homes before Christmas. So I'm really excited for the trustees have really been visionary and have been supportive. They understand, and they're, you know, just getting on with the job.
What happens when people play up? You know, we know that drug abuse and even Kaitaia has been singled out, particularly with that ugly stuff pee. But there's always booze and other things and subsequent violence. So how do you sort of keep a lid on that, Ricky?
You know, and that's the thing. It doesn't matter how much you know. It doesn't matter how much you learn through a drug and alcohol course, and it doesn't matter how much you learn. Unless your behaviour changes, and they want to change, they won't change. But what happens is that we have a tikanga there in terms of drug, alcohol and violence. And we have very clear about that tikanga, and if they breach that, then they have to leave. And we take them through a home ownership educational course about that. That is the bottom line for us. They can go out on the street and they can drink, they can do whatever it is that they have to do, but they can't bring those behaviours back home to the kids. And so what happens is that they leave. We terminate the agreement. But I got to tell you, there's generally out of all the homes that and all the people we've housed in long-term arrangements, we've only had one problem. We've only ever had one problem where it went to the tenancy tribunal, and that was because of an incident that happened during lockdown that needed to be resolved. You know.
Well, that's
Sorry?
I was just saying, that's pretty good stats, Ricky. you know, that's pretty good adherence to what, you know, you're trying to encourage whakawhanungatanga in a community, and pretty good that for so many you've housed, just one has seemingly faltered in that time.
And that family was a family that came in with the police from Whangarei. It was outside the region there, but it was locked down and they had nowhere to go. Because generally you have to be able to whakapapa to the north, to the far north at the very least, because the plan has always got to be to reconnect their umbilical cord back to their rohi, back to their whenua, back to their whare, back to their whānau, and back to their futures.